Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Wednesday, 1st of June 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. Background to that news, sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight, another COVID death has been recorded. Now that's 107 since the start of the pandemic. The DOI says extra speed limits are for TT safety. Tire warmers and a 5K e-bike gone. Watch out, there's a TT thief about. The Southern Swimming Pool Cafe is losing $30,000 a year. And the Platinum Jubilee Beacons get lit tonight.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, these are the update news headlines. Vastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Vastamai. Roads have now begun closing around the Snaefell Mountain course ahead of the fourth qualifying session of the 2022 TT races this evening. The whole of the mountain section from Ramsey Hairpin to the Cregner Bar is now shut. Highways around the rest of the course are due to close at 6 p.m. There has been one further COVID-19 related death recorded on the Isle of Man in the last 7 days. That's according to data issued in the latest weekly surveillance report from Public Health. It means the total number of people who've died with the virus since the start of the pandemic stands at 107. The cafe at one of the island's swimming pools is to close due to financial losses, resulting in a number of job losses. The Southern Swimming Pool says it's losing up to £30,000 each year to run the cafe. The decision comes following an internal review of how the pool operates. In international news, another 155 flights have been cancelled today as disruption continues at UK airports. It's on top of 377 grounded in the previous 7 days. UK Transport Secretary Grant Shapps is meeting aviation bosses today to discuss the staff shortages behind the chaos. Boris Johnson says he was very, very surprised when he received a fine for breaking lockdown rules by attending a Downing Street birthday party. He's also called the gathering a miserable event and told Mumsnet he won't be resigning. And Manchester City footballer Benjamin Mendy's been charged with a further count of rape. It can now be reported the player is accused of a total of 10 sex offences against 7 women. He's formally denied 9 of them. Those are your headlines, news in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Rob. From the Ronald's Way Met Office, no wind warnings in place for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is smooth or slight. And the three-day weather forecast today, dry and partially cloudy this evening. Some light breezes on the way. Down to 8 Celsius through the night. Platinum Jubilee Bank Holiday Thursday. Tomorrow is sunny in the morning, cloudier later with a light south-southeasterly up to 17 degrees. It'll be dry overnight, minimum 11. And the Platinum Jubilee Bank Holiday Friday, Chehenya, cloudy with some bright intervals, possibility of passing showers on a light to moderate easterly, top temperature 18 degrees. Tight on the way out, low waters 24 minutes to 8, sunset 20 to 10 tonight, high waters 17 minutes before 2, the sun rises tomorrow morning at 8 minutes to 5, and the morning low tide 13 minutes past 8.
If you have failed glazing units, speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing. Call 674 573.
One further COVID-19 related death has been recorded in the Isle of Man in the last 7 days, according to data released in the latest weekly surveillance report by Public Health. Rob is back with the full detail.
It means the number of people on Ireland who've died with the virus since the start of the pandemic stands at 107. At the time the data was compiled yesterday, the 31st of May, 7 people who have the virus were in hospital. Of those, 57% had received 2 vaccine doses and a booster, 29% had received 2 vaccines but had no booster, and 14% were unvaccinated. Meanwhile, the reproduction rate of the virus on Ireland, or R number, is now at 0.77, down from 0.86 the previous week. The current 7-day average of reported positive cases is 18. Public Health says this week saw a fall or plateauing of cases across all age groups. The organisation adds, in the absence of any new variants of concern, they expect case numbers to keep falling as the current BA2 Omicron wave of the illness passes through the susceptible population.
The extra speed limits introduced around the island for TT aren't popular with everyone, but they're necessary to keep road users safe, so says the Infrastructure Minister, Tim Crookall, MHK, who's been explaining why the additional restrictions have been brought in this year.
That's been brought in temporarily for TT, but that's the sort of thing that we would do working with the DHA, with the police unit, and purely for a safety issue over the TT period. But and don't forget in this, the motorsport group, of course, they've worked very hard behind the scenes for the last 3 years, and they basically steer the next 2 weeks over the TT period. Yeah, we work with them. It's a huge, huge project with a lot of people involved, and we just want a successful, incident-free, if you like, safe fortnight.
But things like that, I know, because obviously I live quite close to the area, probably every day the shoulder road is closed during the TT fortnight because of a serious incident. So introducing that 50 mile an hour temporary speed limit potentially is going to save significant numbers of lives.
Yes, and that's what it's all about, I suppose, putting on any of these events, whether it's the TT or whatever, but doing it safely. The last thing we want is somebody not going home. There will be people that aren't happy with that. I'm not always happy with some of these things, but you have to look at it from the overall holistic picture sometimes. And at the end of the day, we want visitors and locals to be safe during these periods, as safe as possible. And if that's what we have to do, we'll look at it. And if it doesn't work for whatever reason, then we're always happy to review these things. But at the moment, it's probably, as you said, and you live down there and others live down there, so we've got to keep people safe.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's Update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Fastabye, good evening. Theft is rare on the Isle of Man, and the constabulary is urging you, if you see something suspicious, to report it immediately. It's after a set of tyre warmers and an e-bike worth about £5,000 was stolen from the TT paddock. Here's Sergeant Andrew Reid from the constabulary.
We've had an e-bike, roughly around about £5,000 worth of e-bike, from one of the team's tents. So we're kind of trying to put out the message to the people at the paddock to be vigilant. There are lots of workshop tents that are left unattended and open. One of the great things about the TT is that you can walk around, you've got the freedom to walk around the paddock and interact with the teams and look at the bikes. But it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? It adds that temptation. And so we just want people to be vigilant, the team themselves to be vigilant, and the genuine people that are around the paddocks. If they see anything suspicious, anybody entering a workshop, which they maybe think that they shouldn't, then call us and call us straight away. Don't leave it till an hour later or 2 hours later, because we're literally across the road. We don't want to get to the point where the paddocks become a ticket only closed entry thing. I think that will dampen the
spirit
of the TT, absolutely.
Part of it's the trust, isn't it, and people being able to go around and enjoy it.
For us, it's the behaviour, the theft is criminal, but for us there's a rider's safety implication here, because we've had the reports of people that have rifled through toolboxes and boxes containing spare parts for machines. If they're damaged, if they've got dirt on them or when they shouldn't have, or anything like that, and they're put into a machine, then they're going to could have an implication on the rider's safety, to the point where the bike might be withdrawn from a practice or a race. And, that could ruin the livelihood of riders.
The cafe at the Southern Swimming Pool is to close as it's losing about £30,000 every year. Maloo Commissioner Barbara Brereton, who also sits on the board that runs the facility, says it'll mean some job losses.
We are closing the cafe because that's losing £29,000 a year, up to £30,000 a year. And unfortunately, we cannot afford to continue to run the cafe, which in fact is actually probably just a tuck shop for Castle Russian High School. It's not a destination cafe. So there will be a couple of redundancies to do with the cafe. I believe very passionately that we should be able to retain the pool down here. The future is uncertain. Until this external review has taken place, we don't know where we're going. So all this subject, people making comments when they don't really know what's going on, I find very disquieting. Until we actually know what's going on ourselves, We chose not to make any comment, okay. But I couldn't listen to the radio this morning and not make a comment.
When do you think, or when do you know that the review will present its conclusions?
I have no idea when they'll finish. It's gone out for procurement. It will be an external body that carries this out. It won't be a body on the Isle of Man. The adverts have gone out. My personal, and I'm talking personally, I'm not making comment as a commissioner, is I think it will be early next year before the review actually comes up with any conclusions.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
20 to 6 now. Manannan departed Douglas at midday 45. She got to Liverpool about 20 past 3. We'll be leaving Liverpool at a quarter past 5 on the way now. Arriving in Douglas at 7. Manannan then departs Douglas at 9:30 tonight, heading for Liverpool, getting there at about 9:15. The overnight departure, 2:20 from Liverpool, back to Douglas at 5:05. Ben McCree departed Heysham at 2:07, arriving in, actually, looking below, she's on the link span below. Made nice, good time. Ben McCree leaves Douglas this evening 7:30 for Belfast, getting there at about 9:45. And the overnight departure from Belfast is at 2:30 back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 6:45. Manannan's scooting over to Heysham and will be departing Heysham tomorrow morning at 11:00 back to Douglas at 2:15. The morning departure for the Ben is 8:45 for Heysham.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
A mobility scooter user who's accusing the Department of Infrastructure of victimisation has prompted a statement from the government. Here's Chanel Suku.
In April last year, Tinwell recommended that the Department of Infrastructure adopt the UK CPT voluntary code for the use of mobility scooters on low-floor buses. Manx Radio spoke to Eric Corkish, who claimed since the Tinwell motion was made, not much has been done. He said a committee was recently formed, which he applied to be part of.
Basically, there was a committee set up after June last when this motion went through Tinwald. Now, they advertised for two disabled people to go on this committee. Basically, I applied to go on that committee. I've done 3 years research on this, all the paperwork to go with it, and I never even got to the interview stage. In my opinion, should really have been on the committee. But what I have done this week, I've put a claim in for victimisation.
So do you believe it's because of your previous...
Yes, and I am absolutely certain that that is why I never even got an interview, never mind get onto the committee. I didn't even get to the interview stage.
In response to Mr. Corkish's claim, the department issued the statement.
The process to appoint members with a disability to the Bus, Van and Accessibility Steering Group was formally agreed between the Infrastructure Minister and the Steering Group members. The department was very fortunate with the range of experience and knowledge of the applicants, who were assessed anonymously by the Steering Group against the criteria for appointment. Following assessment, 6 applicants were invited to interview based on the information provided in their applications. 2 applicants were recommended to the Minister for appointment and have now agreed to share their experience and knowledge with the department. It is likely that the department will need to consult wider on further issues. With this in mind, all applicants have been asked whether they would like to participate in this work, and if so, to confirm their agreement to us keeping their details on file. The department is confident that the process undertaken was fair, transparent, and not in any way biased for or against any particular individual.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
16 minutes before 6, Mike Ashley's Frasers Group has bought the Misguided brand out of administration for £20 million. It's the first deal since his son-in-law took over the running of his empire. Misguided collapsed on Monday after Boohoo failed to clinch a takeover deal of its online fast fashion rival, and administrators at Teneo were appointed. Frasers, which used to be called Sports Direct, has a track record of buying distressed businesses and has added House of Fraser, Flannels, Jack Wills, Evans Cycles and Game to its stable. Misguided was founded by Nitin Parsi in 2009 and had faced winding up orders from factory owners over unpaid bills. Sources said Misguided ran out of cash amid rising costs of shipping, raw materials, labour and online advertising, factors that have all weighed on e-commerce businesses in the past year. Now, for a full Daily Market report, go to ramseycrookall.com.
The Stock Market Report.
brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets slightly lower after closing May in negative territory as traders continued to assess new data on inflation and economic activities. US stocks gave up gains. Oil firmed after the EU leaders agreed a partial and phased ban on Russian oil, and China ended its COVID-19 lockdown in Shanghai. Gold slid to a two-week low on a stronger dollar and US Treasury yields. The numbers now at the close in London. Ramsey Crookall reporting the FTSE 100 down almost 1% at 7,532 at the close. The DAX in Frankfurt down a third of a percent at 14,340. Currently in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down almost 1% at 32,676, but the trading day goes on. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index is down almost 1% at 11,964, and the S&P 500 down just over 1% at 4,086. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently worth $1 24.6 cents, €1 17.1 cents, and 19 South African rand 49.3 cents. In commodities, gold's up half a percent at $1,846 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up almost 1% at $117.36.
I think Ellie's going to need some new school shoes.
Yeah, more money.
This is nothing. Wait till she wants to buy a car.
I know. We should be investing for a future.
We are. That's exactly why I took out the Shearwater investment account, because we can put in as little as £100 a month. It's just like saving. Perfect for building up a nest egg, for university, even buying her first house.
Oh, you're not as daft as you look, are you?
Invest in their future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Fastamaya the Queen, Lord of Man, has been sent a Manx-designed and created brooch to celebrate her platinum jubilee. Jewellers Claire and Scott Pierce from Elemental were commissioned to make the piece, and they've been talking to Beth Espy.
We were approached by the government and they requested that we design a piece, so we submitted a selection of designs, and then they picked the Infinity one.
The piece is in the shape of the Isle of Man, and it's in our Infinity style. The body of the Isle of Man is in white gold, and then there's four stone settings in yellow gold, with four coloured stones representing the four main towns on the island.
Yellow, which is citrine, and that's placed in the spot for Ramsay. Then we've got blue topaz for Douglas. The reason we picked blue is just for that big open wide view across the bay. We've got purple, which is the amethyst, and that's in Castletown. And then we've got green emerald for Peel. When we first approached a couple of months ago and we designed it, and then the hours of work from a number of us, really, because there's a team of us here, so we all put hours in. I mean, it's probably going into hundreds of hours now, realistically. It's been incredible and heartwarming. It's just been so lovely, the messages of support. I mean, we're so honoured to have been asked, and it's been amazing. It really has.
Can you imagine how you'll feel if you see it pinned to her coat?
Oh, that would be incredible. We hope one day, you never know. But the other thing is whether another member of the royal family also may wear it at some point. It would just be amazing. We've made two, the one that has gone to the Queen, and then we made a second, more in that we didn't anticipate there being any problems in the process as we were making them, but we were just belt and braces so that we had a backup.
Just in case it got lost in the post, yeah?
Well, yeah, that was a bit of a fear at the time, because we actually have to send our hallmarking off island. So it goes up to Edinburgh and it literally is in the hands of the post office at that point. So yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today.
Fastamai.
Or find us on Facebook.
Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Racers and spectators alike will now be preparing for the fourth qualifying session of TT 2022 this evening. Last night saw Dean Harrison move to the top of the leaderboard on his Dow Racing Kawasaki as he clocked an average of 131.767 miles per hour on the Snaefell Mountain course. With one of the high-flying starters to this year's campaign, David Navy Todd on the Malenko by Paget's Honda, coming in a close second, just under 9/10 of a second off Harrison. Elsewhere, Peter Hickman went quickest in the Super Stock class at 130.695 miles per hour, whilst Michael Dunlop on board his MD Racing Yamaha went fastest in the Super Sport section. It was also a good outing last night for Jamie Coward on his KTS Racing Yamaha in the Super Twins. He topped that class over 7.5 seconds quicker than his nearest challenger in the class, which was Hickman. Meanwhile, the sidecars were only able to get one lap of practice in last night after the final solo session was stopped early due to an incident at Laurel Bank involving rider Dave Moffitt, who was reported conscious after the incident and airlifted to Nobles and has since been transferred to Aintree Hospital in Liverpool for further treatment. Turning to tonight, and due to the vastly reduced time the sidecars have been able to get on track in the last couple of days, they'll start tonight's session on the mountain course at 6:30 p.m. They'll then be followed by the Superbike, Supersport and Superstock qualifying at 7 p.m. before a further sidecar session takes place at 8:15. Roads are currently scheduled to reopen tonight around the course no later than 9:30 p.m. And finally, looking at archery, and Leslie and Roger Slate represented the Isle of Man at the National Field Archery Association National 3D Championships. The two-day event, attended by 400 archers, was held at Thoresby Park in Newark. Leslie, competing in ladies' traditional bow hunter class, finished sixth with a score of 1,198 and only 2 points separating fourth to sixth position. Competing in the men's class, Roger finished 39th with a score of 1,112.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
9 minutes before six, inbound at Runnels Way. Logan Ayres, 5:25 from Manchester, came in 10 minutes late. The 20:08 EasyJet from Bristol, going to be late, at least an hour and a quarter late, won't be in until 5 to 9 tonight. The Logan Air, inbound from Liverpool, returning patient transfer plane at 5 to 8, showing on time at the moment. The 5 past 8 Logan Air from London City has been cancelled, and last inbound tonight is the 25 to 9 Gatwick EasyJet, but that is showing late for tonight. That's showing not in until just before 9 o'clock. Departing the Isle of Man, 6 o'clock, Logan Air, Liverpool patient transfer plane is on time. 10 past 8, EasyJet to Bristol. Well, we'll see what happens there because it's late inbound, so do be aware of that. And last outbound tonight is the 5 past 9 EasyJet from Gatwick. That's showing on time at the moment. We'll see. On the TT Mountain course, Burrell Park, Ramsey closed at 4:45, the Bungalow at 5. The rest of the course will close in about 8 minutes' time, reopening no later than 9:30. The mountain course will reopen one way no later than 10:30. And remember, it's one way course direction from Ramsey Hairpin till the Craig until a week on Monday the 13th at 9:30. Cycling is prohibited on the mountain road. Castle Street's one way northbound in Castletown for some building work. Information for the buses at findmybus.im. Temporary traffic lights on Upper Prom in Port Erin, 24 hours a day for service connections and resurfacing. Howarden Avenue Lane in Douglas is closed for scaffolding work. The Doon Loop Road's closed for new water mains. Bottom end of Menorca Hill Laxey is closed between Glen Road and Lower Cronquarry for surface water drainage pipes. And a section of Mill Road in Peel is closed near the power station for pipe work.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with Quayside.
Beacons will be lit around the Isle of Man to mark the Platinum Jubilee of the Queen, our Lord of Man. It marks the start of Her Majesty's celebrations of 70 years on the throne. Chanel Suku with more detail.
It's the first time Girl Guiding Isle of Man will be lighting a beacon to mark the celebrations. The beacon is one of thousands being lit in the UK and the Commonwealth. Karen Walker says they're looking forward to getting together with adult members of Girl Guiding.
So we are one of the designated beacon holders for Girl Guiding, and we will be able to light it in line with the others across the country. So we have actually been able to talk to Douglas Corporation, and we're actually having it on Douglas Head. So it's extremely special to be part of something that's happening all around the UK, and obviously to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. And obviously it will be a momentous occasion.
It's due to start just after 9 p.m. at Douglas Head. Meanwhile, Vlad the Piper will also be marking the occasion. He's due to join 700 other bagpipers from 20 countries as they play a special tune at the same time. He will be at Tynwald Hills.
In October last year, the organizer shared some posts in Facebook and he was inviting pipers around the world, basically, to take part and to play that tune, that piece of music, the Orignare. And I said to myself, oh, that's a beautiful event, which I want to take part of it and represent Isle of Man. In April, I've received an email confirming that there'll be around 700 pipers from 20 countries around the world who are going to play the Orignare. I'll be just standing on the hill and piping this beautiful piece of music.
5 to 6 on Manx Radio, the Association of International Life Officers has seen members of the sector's community come together at King Edward House in Onchan. Senior figures were part of a networking event which included guest speakers from Canada Life International, QB Partners and Canaccord Genuity. AILO, Association of International Life Officers, is a trade organization representing international life companies with member states of the European Economic Area, the UK Crown Dependencies, Bermuda and the Cayman Islands. That's it for Update Tonight. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio News Department, thanks to a newsreader Rob Pritchard, producer Christian Jones. Stick around, Howie Kane's on the way after 6 tonight with Spotlight, our performing arts programme. Greatest Hits with Mike Reynolds at 6.30. It's the Opera Hour with Ernie Thorne at 9 and After Hours with Rhiann Evans tonight from 10 o'clock. If you see anything suspicious, remember the constabulary's number is 631212, especially if you spot that stolen bike or the tyre warmers. 631212. And remember to like Manx Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. Like the video, hit the bell, and get notifications. And also, you may like to subscribe to any one of our 64 series of podcasts, including Update as a podcast. That's it. Back on Monday. Have a wonderful Platinum Jubilee weekend.
WINT.